That was Go the Distance by the Brigham Young University Vocal Point with the All-American Boys Chorus. Another uplifting contribution.
Oh, it certainly
from
was
the team
uplifting.
Here at Travel Writers
yes.
Radio. Happy festive season to you all. Now, the luxury cruise line Silver Sea visits more than 1,000 ports around the world. And Conrad Combrink is in charge of the team developing the expeditions and experiences at those diverse locations, or destinations even. Reporter Veronica Matheson spoke to Conrad about how Silver Sea's itineraries come together.
Conrad, there was a time when luxury and expedition would never have been used in the same breath. Yet luxury and expedition cruises seem to sit very comfortably together these days.
We started Silver Sea Expeditions just under 12 years ago. Expedition traveller had very little choice in terms of luxury offerings. And that's really what we set out to do, was to create the world's first true luxury expedition cruise line. And the reality is you need to be very sure of yourself. You need to be able to deliver on both concepts incredibly well, you know, and that is exactly what Silver Sea did. You know, our heritage is luxury, ultra-luxury cruising. In fact, this year we are celebrating 25 years of cruising. But we also need to be able to deliver on that real expedition experience. So we couldn't just be a luxury cruise company trying to deliver an expedition. We really had to be a expedition operator delivering these experiences in luxury.
Well, you're the architect of the itineraries, aren't you, for these expeditions?
I do think I have one of the best jobs. You know, it is simply spectacular to be able to look at a world map and look at destinations and thinking what it is that we can do at these incredible places that we visit, and often just thinking how we can reimagine some of the destinations that we have visited in the past. You know, a few years ago, we became the first cruise line in the history of Bangladesh to visit that country with an expedition. It took us 4 years to plan and multiple scouting trips. We had expedition staff on the ground on many occasions before we eventually took 100 guests on our Silver Discoverer to Bangladesh. We like to think of new ways to interpret destinations, even places like the West African coast, where we have an incredible 35-day voyage from Cape Town all the way to Lisbon. They're going into smaller countries that are less visited, Benin, Togo, Ghana, Sierra Leone, Liberia, all the way up into Lisbon. So the guests trust Silver Sea. They realize that we will always keep their safety in mind when we travel to these remote and seldom visited places. We create these dreams.
So, Conrad, creating these dreams, do you actually go to the places first and work out what is going to happen there?
Yeah, Veronica, scouting is incredibly important for us. We have a regional and destination development director, and him and his team, they spend many, many months researching every single destination that we visit, not only with our expedition, but also with our classic ships, looking at every single element, whether it is shore excursions, whether it is the food, the culture, the natural history, so that we can understand these destinations. In order for us to really deliver on these unique places, wherever it is possible, and sometimes it really isn't possible, it's just too remote, but wherever it is possible, we will send expedition leaders, people that will eventually lead the trip. We will send them scouting. The cycle takes anything from 2 to 3 years. In fact, we are now working on the 2022-2023 itineraries.
And I guess there's a lot to do with timing. I mean, you want to be in Antarctica, maybe in the penguin breeding season, or in Vanuatu when the islanders are land diving.
Absolutely. You could not be more right. You know, the reality is you have to be so careful to make sure that you deploy your ships at the destinations the right time of the year. Like you said, you want to be in Antarctica. In fact, you cannot be in Antarctica outside of the summer months. But I'm so glad that you mentioned the fact that, you know, it's important to plan your trips to go to Vanuatu, like you said, to experience the land divers. And that is exactly one of the things that we took into consideration when we planned our first ever expedition world cruise. You know, Silver Sea is the only company that has ever planned and is now on sale an expedition world cruise, 167 days. And that was a lot of fun to plan. We spent nine months planning the itineraries, looking at where we want to go, over 130 destinations. And it was quite tricky. It was like building a puzzle to understand exactly where we wanted the ship to be at the right time of the year to take advantage of the weather, but also take advantage of the wildlife. So we start in January in 2021 in Antarctica, and we end in July in the summer of 2021 in Tromsø in Norway.
Yeah, that sounds an incredible trip. But you actually call it an uncharted world cruise. Why the uncharted?
It's never been done before, you know, in the sense that many of these destinations, in fact, all of these destinations have been visited by either a cruise or an expedition ship. But it is uncharted waters in the sense that no company has ever actually dedicated 167 days to a pure expedition program. And for Silver Sea, the difference between our expedition world cruise and our classic world cruise is quite big, to make sure that we differentiate between the two world cruises, which will be running on two different ships almost at the exact same time.
So would you see Silver Sea's expeditions as soft adventures?
We are definitely not soft expeditions. I absolutely think that Silver Sea is 100%, and no, I don't think it, I believe it within my core, that Silver Sea is an expedition operator. We have some of the most incredible expedition staff. Every single one of us still to this day work on ships, because not only are we passionate about it, but we really feel that we need to be able to relate to everything that goes on board the ship. These experiences cannot be theoretical. We need to have practical knowledge. The senior management work as crew members on the ships, on our expedition ships, spend a lot of time making sure that the delivery of our product is as true as possible to the original concept of expedition. It is about the destination. It is about the education. It's about enhancing the experience with an incredible expedition team to make sure that the guests have the very, very best, the most authentic experience possible.
Conrad, nature probably doesn't always cooperate.
Actually, that makes it part of the fun. You know, the fact that you are in Antarctica, you know that you can expect in many cases four seasons in a day. You know, the fact that we plan as much as we want to, but like you say, nature does not always cooperate. And that's part of the experience. That's part of the beauty of expedition travel. There are some things that we as humans just simply cannot control. So part of the job of an expedition leader, part of the skill of an expedition leader, is to take that, take whenever something does not work because the weather has turned bad, or potentially we did not encounter the animals that we wanted to, or potentially a whale has ended up spending an hour with the ship and now we are an hour behind schedule. These things, they take in their stride and they use these as opportunities to enhance the experience.
Five-star luxury, it's booming, and the competition seems to be encouraging some operators to add to the experiences by having onboard helicopters and submarines. Is this a direction Silver Sea is looking at?
Veronica, it is not. Silver Sea has made the decision that we believe that in order to deliver the expedition experience, we are focusing on our expedition staff, the quantity of our Zodiacs and kayaks. We will not add helicopters or submarines to our ships.
So what do you reckon, that taking a Zodiac out into uncharted waters is still the best way to view wildlife?
It is certainly something that we believe in. We are increasing our Zodiac fleet, you know, on Silver Cloud. We have 26 Zodiacs and 28 expedition staff. On Silver Explorer, we have 14 Zodiacs and 14 expedition staff. And, you know, she's one of the few ships at that size where we can get all our guests off at the same time. We simply believe that the Zodiacs, our kayak program, and our expedition staff, together with our ship's crew and the destination, is what really is delivering on the expedition experience.
Finally, Conrad, you've been at sea for more than two decades and visited, what, around 150 countries. Is there anywhere you are still longing to go?
If you are passionate about traveling, you always long to travel. You always long to go somewhere, whether it is spending 2 weeks on an island with my family or whether it is trekking in the Himalayas. You know, I will always be passionate about destinations. I think the one place that I would absolutely love to visit, it's not a destination that I can visit by sea, but I have to say Mongolia is very, very high up in the places that I want to visit.
I'm glad to see that you actually also like some of the land trips.
Absolutely. And the world is so incredible. And for the inquisitive traveler, there's so many incredible opportunities out there. And that is why I love expedition travel.
That was Conrad Combrink of Silver Sea Cruises talking to moi, Veronica Matheson.
You. Aren't you going to give your name now?
Yeah, Veronica Matheson.
Oh, very good. You're listening to The Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.